Celebrating the sounds of Memphis for 21 years, welcome to another episode of Beale Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Beale Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Beale Street Caravan, we have an hour-long tribute to Sun Records from John Paul Keith and Friends.
And we'll also take a listen to an interview from the Beale Street Caravan Archive with the man who invented rock and roll, Sam Phillips.
That's all coming up right now on Beale Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
Sun Records is where it all started. 706 Union Avenue.
Music legend Sam Phillips' doors open as Memphis Recording Service on January 3rd, 1950. The studio hosted the earliest recording sessions of Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, Junior Parker, and Rufus Thomas. Ike Turner recorded Rocket 88, the song regarded as the first rock and roll song there in 1951.
Then in 1953, Elvis Presley walked through the door to record a song for his mother. He returned the next year and recorded That's All Right, Mama, and music changed forever. Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Charlie Rich soon called Sun Records home.
Sam soon opened the, at the time, state-of-the-art Sam Phillips Recording Studios across the street and operated it until his business ventures in the broadcast industry eventually occupied all of his time.
The music birthed in both studios and through the Sun Record label, it's going to live on for all time. It's going to live on forever. And both studios continue that Phillips legacy. The 706 Union location has hosted sessions by U2, John Mellencamp, and Chris Isaak in recent years. Across the street at Sam Phillips Recording Studios, it's not uncommon to have Bob Dylan, Jack White, or Jerry Lee himself walk through the door.
And engineer Matt Ross Spang has certainly made a name for himself with his work on albums from Jason Isbell, Margot Price, and in an amazing twist of fate, Matt recently mixed previously unreleased Elvis tracks for Sony Records.
Most recently, the studio story has been turned into a television series on CMT.
Called, you guessed it, Sun Records.
On this week's program, Beale Street Caravan contributor John Paul Keith is joined on stage by Chuck Mead and Will Tucker. Chuck is the musical director for the series, and Memphian Will Tucker, who many of our listeners may know through his efforts in blues music, plays the role of guitarist Scotty Moore.
And joining them on stage in the latter half of this broadcast will be Sam's son Jerry Phillips and original Sun Studio session drummer J.M. Van Eaton.
Stick around after the break. We'll hear an interview from the Beale Street Caravan Vault with Sam Phillips, and we'll be letting our listeners know where to go to hear more.
Here's a tribute to Sun Records from John Paul Keith and Friends, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Oh, baby, come back, baby, I want to house with you. Well, you may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, I want to house with you. Hey, listen to me, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some mouse. Baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Well, I want you to know, come on back so we can play a little house, we can act like we did before. Baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Come back, baby, come back, baby, I want to play house.
Thank y'all so much.
Will Tucker.
More, 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 more. Hey, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I give my love in the evening time.
I'm more. Yeah, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get the love in the evening sun when I'm with my baby.
Yeah, thank you so very much.
Well, I heard the news. There's a good rockin' tonight. Said I heard the news. There's a good rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby just as tight as I can. Well, tonight she know I'm a mighty mighty man. I heard the news. There's a good rockin' tonight. I said, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid. I'm gonna do you no harm. I wanted to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all my blues. I heard the news, but there's good rock in the night.
Thank you so much.
Will Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. Griffin Rome.
You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan.
Here's more from our tribute to Sun Records with John Paul Keith and Friends, live on Bill Street Caravan.
mustache, held your hand and he sang you a song. Who you've been loving since I've been gone. Who you've been loving since I've been
Be right back. Thank you.
That was a tribute to Sun Records from John Paul Keith and Friends live on Bill Street Caravan.
Right now, we're going to listen in to one piece of a series of interviews with Sam Phillips. These interviews were conducted by Bill Street Caravan founder Sid Selvage many years ago and until recently hadn't seen the light of day.
We have the entire series posted on our SoundCloud page, so if you're intrigued by what you hear, go to SoundCloud and check it all out.
How would you go about choosing songs with Willie or Joe Hill or any of these guys? I mean, would they come in with the material or did you have material there already? I know now it's you know, it's such an industry where you've got the songwriters there,
right.
And, you know, this sort of thing. But
that's an interesting question, Sid. Material, when I was recording practically nothing but black artists before I even recorded any white artists to speak of at Memphis Recording Service and later on Sun Records, the material usually was in the heart and the soul and the head of the people that came in to sing. The reason I knew that is that in the days when I was coming up in Alabama on a little farm, and my older sisters would take me. I was the youngest of eight young'uns, kids. And they would take me to their little square dances once a month, where they'd take all the furniture out of the living room, and if it was not raining, they'd put it out on the porch or in the yard. And I, as a little skinny boy, Irene, my sweet little old sister, only had two sisters and six brothers, or five brothers. And I would sit in the corner and observe these people. And they sang a lot of the old songs, but a lot of them, these were white, quote-unquote, country musicians. But they weren't professional musicians, quote-unquote. They were people that had day jobs for sure during the Depression of the 30s. But they would make great music. Well, I picked that up. And then in my youth in Alabama with the great cotton pickers that were on the farm with my dad and the other tenant farmers. There was always songs being sung that I hadn't heard, because I was young. But making up a song was a part of the rendition of it with them.
Black and white people, too.
Right then. I mean, it was just, and I think, and I know later on, I found out it was their experiences they had gone through, or it was the hopes that they had of something good happening to them in the future. And that, to me, is the greatest songwriting in the world. It's kind of really the hope of that pot at the end of the rainbow, you know. Songs and thinking about life and what you've experienced and what you hope for, in essence, is your life. So to answer your question, Sid, compositions that were in the head of the different people that I recorded, even some of the white artists that I recorded, but not as much so as with the black artists. They came in, and all they needed was someone that understood and could relieve them of some of the anxiety that goes with saying, oh, Lord, I can't miss this opportunity. I've never had an opportunity like this before. I can't blow it. Well, I had to make sure that one way or the other, and you had to work with everyone differently. I mean, everyone had a different spot you had to touch in order to relieve them of that, so they could give you a rendition like they were doing it at home, doing it on the back porch, or in real familiar surroundings, and nothing was on the line, so to speak, except just enjoying what they were doing and saying and singing. So that, to me, was one of the great essences of what I brought to the recording world. And I mean that bragging or not bragging. I just, had I not done that, I would have just been another cat in there recording, quote unquote, commercially. Well, I wanted things to be commercial, but at the same time, I wanted them to say something in the style, the feel, the experience of these people that had not been said before, because they didn't have the opportunity. And then some that were some of the great artists like Nat King Cole, and you could name Count Basie and all that. And they were influenced by white people. And that's okay up to a certain point. But I just feel like outside of through their jazz process, as an example, Duke Ellington. I mean, this guy was going to get his licks in, even on the so-called pop stuff that he was required to record. So I saw that as actually keeping things in the cage that needed to be let out. And so that's where we went about attempting to do that. And as impatient as I am, patience was required. And patience was a part of whatever success that I had. But it also was very important that I let them know that, my God, I'm in this thing with you. I mean, you'd be surprised how much that helps, that you accept some of the blame if it doesn't come off. You accept some of the accolades if it does come off. That way, you got a project together, and it makes a difference.
Again, we have this entire series of interviews with Sam Phillips posted on our SoundCloud page.
They're absolutely amazing. Sam Phillips could tell a story like nobody else. If you follow us on social media, we've shared the link there, so check that out. We want to remind our listeners you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BillStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Bill Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Bill Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee.
We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week we are featuring a tribute to Sun Records with John Paul Keith and friends.
John Paul, who is not only a human jukebox of Memphis music history, but a walking encyclopedia as well, sat down and talked with his friend Chuck Mead about his role as music director for the Sun Records television series on CMT. Here's what he had to say.
What I have seen, I just thought was just wonderful. I thought the music was great and everything looked great. The actors did a great job, I thought, and I was tickled with it.
I really feel really proud because, you know, like I was telling Jerry Phillips, you know, of all the, you know, they're going to change certain aspects of the story, you know, from real life to make it movie and TV worthy. And they're going to change some things, you know, that maybe didn't really happen. But, you know, we stuck pretty close. But the ultimate thing was is that I felt like in both the theater production and the television show, I felt it was my responsibility to really take care of all those guys' legacy, especially Sam Phillips, with the music, because that's their real legacy. They changed the world with the things that they did. And so I think we were really successful in that because everybody on the production cared. Everybody, it was, you know, people bled for that for that TV show,
and oh right, it, yeah, I know,
but you know, it, to me it's worth it because I'm really proud of, you know, what we did. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very cool. I remember one thing that struck me when I was around the set, around some of the cast, some of who are kids really, you know, and the musicians they were portraying were kids at the time. You know, we forget that, but they were kids, they were teenagers, practically, in many cases.
Yeah.
And being around them, what struck me was how young they were, and then it struck me an entirely new audience is going to be exposed to this music that may never have heard of it before. You know, if only a handful of them react to it the way I did when I first heard it, there's going to be some artists spring up out of that. You know what I mean? It's like... Because
well,
that stuff
yeah,
changed my life,
absolutely...
and I can't imagine it wouldn't change some other lives, you know.
You're absolutely right, and that's what makes it so important, and I think that we did. There was a lot of people that tuned into CMT that never watched CMT, but they watched our show. And,
yeah.
I having people like Joe Hill Lewis in the mix, I mean,
yeah.
That's pretty subversive. If you want to come right down to it. I mean, what TV show has ever had Joe Hill Lewis on?
Exactly.
And we probably got the only guy that could do it too, Dom Plemons. He's the only guy that could do it.
Yeah, I did see that scene. That's a great scene. there in the studio when they're cutting with him. That's a great scene. But yeah, so the TV show has run its first season. Seems to be pretty well received. It was certainly well received here in Memphis. People got a real kick out of it. You could tell people were proud of Memphis's role in it, and people were very pleased that it was shot here, you know. And I was very pleased that you were able to come in and do our Sun tribute with us. That was at Lafayette's. That was a great night. I was really glad you were able to be there.
Man, thanks for asking me. It was I wouldn't trade that for anything. That was so much fun playing, and then just listening to Freddie King at 3 in the morning. That
hey, now we don't have to tell everything.
But that was good. That's good clean fun, JP.
That is. I know you would certainly agree. How cool is it for being a fan of Sun Records and a student of it to find yourself doing a gig in Memphis with Jerry Phillips and J.M. Van Eaton coming by to sit in?
Oh, well, you know, it's a gift anytime you get up with the guys who helped invent something, you know?
Absolutely.
You have to get up to the teachers to learn the real essence of all that stuff. And just to be on the same stage with those guys, and what a privilege, you know? And more of that. But there's less of them all the time. And so you need some sort of connection to them so that, you know, maybe old guys like us can pass it along to younger guys than us, and they can pass it along. It's just all the spirit, you know.
Here's more from our tribute to Sun Records with John Paul Keith and Friends, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Well, I took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby.
tell me you do, honey, when you don't. Let me know, baby, how you feel. Tell the truth of now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Oh, say you will when you walk. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. You better open up, honey, yes, you love a boy, me, that's knocking. You better open up, honey, it's happening in the high school rocket. Honey, get your bobbin shoes, for the jukebox blows a fuse. Got everybody hopping, everybody hopping, popping at the high school. We'll be right back.
school hop.
That's all right. 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 That's all right with me.
Okay, here we go now.
Well, if you don't think you love me, honey, then you don't have to stay. If you don't think you need me, baby, you can just go away. And that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it so much.
Jerry Phillips, ladies and gentlemen. How about it for him?
Thank you. I'm going to stay up here with you guys for the...
Well, I hear that train coming. It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in the Folsom Bridge. Time keeps dragging on. Well, I'll hit that lonesome whistle. Lay my head out. Well, I hear that whistle blowing. It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Yes, I'm stuck in the Folsom Bridge. Time keeps dragging on. And I hear that train roll on down the sand.
was a tribute to Sun Records from John Paul Keith and Friends live on Bill Street Caravan.
Special thanks to John Paul, Will Tucker, Chuck Mead, and Eric Fluttrich at Lafayette's Music Room for making this episode possible. Thank you to Jerry Phillips and J.M. Van Eden for sitting in.
You can find out more about the studios by going to sunstudio.com and samphillipsrecording.com. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Bill Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BillStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's going to be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to the sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan.
Hi.